is Sandy Hill.
And I'm Chris Mitchell, and we are with Data Projections, and we are excited to bring to you the very first episode of the Simply Connected podcast. Simply Connected is going to be a bi-monthly podcast that gives us the opportunity to answer some of the most frequently asked questions of the day when it comes to AV integration. But before we really get into what some of those questions are, let us tell you a little bit about who Data Projections is and more about us.
So Data Projections is a Texas-based AV integration company. And you know how some people say, like, what is AV integration? First of all, we can talk about what is AV. What is AV, Chris?
AV is really whatever is in a room, a conference room, a building that shows video, that shares sound, that allows for the integration for any of those things. It's about messaging. It's about being connected to the people and communicating with those. So it's sharing messages, it's sharing lessons, but it's the avenue in which and the hardware that we use to share those messages and to voice that communication, and for people to see it and to hear it.
Exactly. And when we say integration, the beauty of it is when you bring those elements together, there's a lot of details and things that we have to do to make sure it all works correctly and you don't get feedback from audio and all of the various elements that come with AV integration. So Data Projections, being a Texas-based company, has offices around the state. We have four offices in the main cities. We have an office in San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, and our corporate office is in Houston.
And our corporate office really is where it all got started over 30 years ago with Linda and Bill Zaleski, our founders. And one of the things that I love about who we are as a company and what we want to accomplish is it still goes back to really what Linda wanted to do when the company first began. She was an educator and she saw a need and she wanted to be able to help put technology into every single classroom. And that really was how we got started, was in education. And over those 30 years, we have grown to not just handle education and K-12 and higher education, but also into the corporate market, into the state and local government market, into medical and healthcare, really just all the way across the board in the commercial world. We've done work and we've got clients that meet all of those needs. And we do it with the best of the best in our mind. We don't look for the cheapest solutions. We don't look for the stuff that we can just find on sale. We use the best manufacturers. We have relationships with some of the manufacturers that are the top and leading integrators and top minds in the industry. And you're going to get a chance to meet some of those people that we'll bring to you throughout the course of this project, of this podcast.
And one of the most interesting things over these 30 plus years at Data Projections, not that I've been here 30 plus years, but it has been around for 30 plus years, is how much it's changed. So we used to hear stories from Linda and Bill about how they would carry a massive projector into a school and put it into a classroom and project it onto this pull down screen, and how much it's changed. I mean, when we look at AV today and Zoom and all the different varying interactive flat panels and all these things, so much has changed over the years. And that's been really fun. I have been doing this for 8 years. Chris has been for how long, Chris?
A little bit over 11.
Yeah, so we have seen some change, but it's really, really interesting.
You know, and what's interesting too from my standpoint is both, you know, like Sandy said, she's been, you know, doing what we do for 8 years. I've been doing it for a little over 11. And in my mind, that does not make us the true experts. We do know a lot and we've seen a lot and we've been around a lot of installations and solutions and designs. But again, one of the great things about where we sit right now is that we have the experts available to us.
And yeah, we have the support of other.
Whether that is our designers and our project managers and other members of our sales team, or whether it's team members that we have through our manufacturers and our connections through the manufacturers. And so through that network that we have and that we've built over these 30 years, we're hoping to bring some answers to some of the questions that you guys are posing. We're hoping to be able to address some of the concerns that are popping up, especially in today's world. We are going through the pandemic. We are still going through the pandemic. We don't know what's going to happen and what the world's going to hold for us. And so the questions that people were asking 2 months ago or 2 years ago is completely different to questions people were asking 2 months ago. Heck, it's different than what people were asking 2 days ago. And our hope is to really, address these as they come up.
Well, that's one of the things that's so fun about this industry and makes it so just invigorating to be in this career is that it changes constantly. And you're right. I mean, when I first started, I remember saying, oh my gosh, I'm drinking from a fire hose like this. There is so much information to gather and learn and categorize in your brain. And then when you look at it, a month later, a lot of that's changed. And that is exciting. I mean, to me, change is exciting. And in technology, it is absolutely inevitable. Another thing that's really great, I think, about our founders and where their vision was, is Data Projections has a dedicated education team. And some of us have been in the classroom. I was in the classroom many, many years ago. And it really speaks to knowing what those customers need. It's a different entity, the education market. And we don't just focus on the classroom, which we absolutely love, but we do some other things. We've done some boardrooms in school districts, and we've done stadiums and divide and combine rooms. And what are some other things, Chris?
Well, within education, you deal with like the spaces, the special spaces that you're talking about, but a specialty spaces, specialty collaboration training spaces. We've got an opportunity to do some really cool spaces at a couple of high schools here in Texas with the incubator program. And if you don't know what the incubator program is, go and look it up. It's a phenomenal educational opportunity for high school students to really
like Shark Tank.
It's Shark Tank for high schoolers. And we've had the opportunity to put together some cool designs in that world. And digital signage, for communicating with people throughout the entire building and the school district, but also being able to use that to reach out to parents and visitors and guests. And what's crazy in my mind is that, yes, we have all these solutions within the education market, but then you turn that on to the side and look at government, and you look at corporate, and so many of these things are applicable throughout all of them. And it just might be the people who are sitting in the rooms maybe 30 or 40 years old, as opposed to 7 and 12 years old. And the goal in our mind is still to put the best technology, the best AV into these classrooms, the best AV into the conference rooms, into the boardrooms, into the lobbies, whatever it may be. We want to help you communicate and collaborate and connect to your audience and your students or your business partners or your clients or your customers. We want to help you to simply connect with all of them with the best AV technology we have. And so that's our hope, is with some of these questions and topics that we'll address, we're going to help you simply connect to all of those people through the best AV that's out there. And we look forward to this journey, and we look forward to this podcast, and make sure you subscribe, and we will come back every other week and give you something new. And you can see us at www.dataprojections.com. That's where you can find us. And we look forward to next time.
Sounds great.